Yes, we've always had trouble with those machines on the Boss Cat Bruce show. And today has been no exception, let me tell you. Oh, dear. Sadness and greetings and all that sort of thing. My name is Errol Bruce, and I have been out here, what, 2 months? 2.5 months? And I have had a ball. And let me tell you something. I have been preparing for this program, I must admit, for about a month now. And at great expense to myself, and not, I must stress, to the company, I have brought out here a very well-known personality to say a few words on behalf of myself and the station. Harry?
Wherever it is hard to see the station leaving the earth, I know that we did intend to restore the rule of law, but to see everybody sink. Did I say we were sad? It's been a pleasure. And gentlemen, your leather waistcoats, your hand-embroidered feet covers, and your noodle nose extractors are all waiting for you on the upper deck. Would you kindly collect your concrete jackets as you leave?
Thank you.
Would you like George to come and say a few words?
Yes, I would. I'd love George to come and say a few words.
I don't think he's capable at the moment.
Yes! Oh, well, there you go, you know.
It's the cat meow. Here's the whale.
You're a winner with swinging radio England.
Seriously, though, people, it's been a lot of fun working on Swinging Radio England on 227 meters with all the gang out here. Gang members of the gang that are gone, you know, and the latest arrivals out here, including myself, you know, and some of the old regulars who are still left here. But that's going to be remedied very shortly. So for me, Boss Cat Bruce, look after yourselves, keep swinging, and have a ball. Ciao now. Leave you with the sound of the Herbal Five, the Rolling Stones, Painted Black. Ciao.
Thank you very much, Errol Bruce. Unlike Errol Bruce, who's apparently spent about an hour and a half, or was it 5 years or 4 months or something preparing his program, I've in fact spent about 2 minutes preparing the program. My name is Phil Martin, in case you wonder who I am. I'm the man that comes on and does this ridiculous thing. Yeah, you know that? Space News Hotline and all that. What I thought I'd do, because I've been here, in fact, since almost the beginning of this operation, is run through the various disc jockeys we've had here and describe some of their characteristics. First of all, there was Jerry Smithwick. Jerry was one of the Moultrie Trio, and he came from way down there in Georgia, wasn't it? And he had a fantastically broad accent. How did Jerry speak? Anybody got any idea?
Y'all like the way I talk.
Oh, sort of, from way down, anyway, way down there in the deep south from Moultrie, where also Ron O'Quinn came from. He was a man who spoke so fast. I don't know what that's doing there. Old Ron O'Quinn spoke so fast that nobody could understand what he said. He used to call himself Jackie Rabbit, and he was really a great guy, but he went together with Jerry and somebody else called Larry Dean, who played much more music.
And he played it
much more music. My name is Dean, and I play much more music. That's right, poor old Larry. Then there was Rick Randall. I knew it would come in. Rick Randall had very, very deep voice. We used to call him Ballsy Rick, I don't know why. And very, very deep voice. And old Rick, he had a wonderful show there. He went back to WFUN in Miami, I think it was. And it was Colin Nickel, who was in Radio Caroline before. Now he's gone to Radio... No, that didn't work. Luxembourg. Then there was Johnny Walker, who used to be in Nowhere. Now he's gone to... Radio Caroline. Then there was Chuck Blair. Well, he became general manager. And then there was Boom Boom Brannigan from the BB Spree. And he used to talk very fast. And he went... when did he leave? He left yesterday for the last time.
Talk like Boomer.
Then there was... What? Talk like Boomer? My name is Boomer... No.
My name is Boomer Brannigan.
He didn't really have a deep voice, but he used to... pretend he had one, that's right. Then there was Roger Day. Daytime now is exactly 11:25 on the Roger Day Spree, and... that was Roger Day. And then there was John Ross Barnard. Now, he was another newsreader, wasn't there? Then there was Mark Stevens. Better known as... Yeah, he used to work on Britain Radio next door and call himself Ted Delaney. And then finally there was Bill Berry, and then there was Errol Bruce, and oh, a whole lot of them. Anyway, let's have another record, that's it. So for me, Phil Martin, it's goodbye, and good luck to you.
Right, that was a load of rubbish, if you ask me. Harry Seacombe, so I'm told, and the bigger twit I've yet to meet. Oh, well, yeah, that was groovy. Britain Radio, that was a Britain Radio record. Phil Martin sabotaged the whole operation by bringing that in. Anyway, this is Roger Day, the only original washout record. 35 years. I've been with his company. Hey, something happened there. I'm still here. They put me on echo, I think. Oh, boy, oh, boy. No, a lot of people ask how I got on this station. Actually, you see,
how
I...
How did you get on this station?
Back peasants. In the words of Harold Wilson, pantaloons. Look, I mean, I was sweeping the it's original, isn't it? You could say knickers if you wanted to. Be all proverbial. I was sweeping the road outside and they came out and said, "Here, you look like a disc jockey." I says, "Do I? I don't feel like it. I haven't felt like one for a long time." And they said, "Do you want to be a disc jockey?" I said, "Yes, I'd love to be a disc jockey." So I came out here and I shook and I trembled, my knees banged and my teeth chattered, and they threw me in front of this console. And I kept pressing buttons and then things went wrong. Things like this. Oh, it worked. Oh.
It's Roger Dave. I'm swinging radio England.
Yes, and everything used to go wrong, and then Ron O'Quinn, who was the programme director at the time, he'd say, "Dave, you're a idiot, aren't you?" And I'd say, "Well, you know, can I plead ignorance?" And he'd say, "Yeah, but I don't know what ignorance means. Errol Bruce, you kicked yourself. Sorry about that." But from all the guys, it's really been a ball from somebody who's been with the station since the beginning. And thanks for having me. You've really been boss. Thanks for all your letters that you wrote in and all that. I mean, and thanks, Mum and Dad. I mean, I don't know how you wrote so many letters to me. Oh. They're gooning it up there. Dear, oh dear, oh dear. So I'm going to play you one of the records that started me all off on this station. And I pressed a button and it came up at the wrong speed, as usual. But this time it's on at the right speed. So from yours truly, Roger Day, I've got one thing to say. In the words of the immortal prophet, much more of that boss radio music. And bye-bye to all. But the sound of the mamas and the papas, Monday, Monday. And don't forget, I shan't be going into obscurity. As you do in the old discotheques, you know, they can't get rid of day like that. So I'll see you around.
Monday, so good to me.
You know, I might even crop up on the airwaves somewhere, so tune in, sort of fiddle your dial for a bit. And if you hear somebody say, "Good morning, this is the BBC," well, that ain't me, buddy.
The Mamas and the Papas and Monday, Monday, and this is Mark Stevens once again. And actually, Bill Boss Berry and I are the only Americans left aboard. And really, tonight is the first time I've ever been known as a... And you know, it's pretty hard to be one of those anymore.
Ain't that the truth?
That is the truth, though.
Well, Bill and I are the only Americans left aboard ship.
And then there was one.
And then there was one. Okay, so then there was one. But Bill, you came about 7,000 miles, right? From home? To Great Britain?
I don't know how far it is from home here.
Well, I know
Britain,
from California, where I came from, it's some 8,000 miles, a little over 8,000 miles, and where you came from, be close to 7,000 miles. You're from Pennsylvania, right?
Yes.
Yes. How long you been in radio, sir? about 10 years.
Pennsylvania is 1,000 miles from California?
It's just about.
I thought it was 2,400.
Was it?
3,000.
Okay, so you came 6,000.
I drove across, and my speedometer said more than 1,000 miles.
Well, you cheated.
Oh.
You set your speedometer ahead. Well, Bill, you and I are just about the only Americans in the past few months that have been aboard, that have worked on Radio England. And I know for myself, my part, and I'm sure for yours too, I'd like to say a great big thank you to the Britons and to the Canadians that have welcomed us into radio here as well as they have.
Quite so.
And until, let's see, you'll be going ashore and you'll be doing some...
Drinking.
And? keep it clean.
And, quite so. Well, I'll be doing some discotheques and hopefully I'll be working for a... spot production company doing some commercial radio programs for other stations around the world.
Fine and
here
done.
In Great Britain.
Well, then your move over here has made points for you too in that gaining experience and also gaining the knowledge of living in Great Britain and possibly a new business of your own.
Possibly so. This is in the works. We don't know yet for sure though.
Very good. Bill, thank you very much. Pleasure working with you.
My pleasure.
And we'll see you again.
You probably will.
And from everyone, from Phil Martin, from Errol Bruce.
Bye.
From Bruce Wayne.
Bye-bye.
And Roger, you're the oldest man here. Yeah. Come on around and say the final words before we say goodbye for SRE Swingin' Radio England.
Swinging Radio.